Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Linda Nunes, N-U-N-E-S. Her dose is 14475 Monte, M-O-N-T-E, Vista, V-I-S-T-A, Court, Red Bluff, California, 96080, phone 530-526-0273. ID number, leave a blank. Date of birth is 1/12/1951. 70-year-old, single, retired.
Isn't she married?
It says single. Woman. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Cross. Plan G. Pharmacy is Raley's-Red Bluff, 530-527-2137. Address 2. Dr. McDaniel, Lawson Medical Group, 2450, Sister Mary Columba, Columba Drive, Red Bluff, California, 96080, phone 530-527-0414. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation in continuity of care. Subparagraph, remote history of subarachnoid hemorrhage. Dash basilar tip aneurysm clipped 11/2003. Dash Dr. Michael T. Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N, M-D, UCSF, neurosurgery. Continued, below that, just say continued complaints of insomnia, dash treated. Subparagraph, currently taking alprazolam. New paragraph, complaints of cognitive impairment. Dear professional colleagues, Linda Nunes, and in parenthesis, Linda May, M-A-E, Funk, F-U-N-K, in parenthesis, was seen today for neurological reevaluation follow-up after her initial examination on January 19, 2021. New paragraph, as you may remember, she underwent clipping of a basilar aneurysm with very complex and life-saving care at the UCSF Medical Center under the direction of Dr. Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N. New paragraph. It took her quite a period of time to recover her speech and motor function in physical therapy. New paragraph. Her last CT angiogram of the brain on August 12, 2021 revealed post-surgical changes of the left fronto PTERIONAL craniotomy for clipping of the basilar tip aneurysm, with findings of an unchanged hypoattenuating partially calcified extraaxial postoperative collection below the craniotomy flap. Subparagraph re-demonstrated scattered encephalomalacia involving the left parietal lobe, bilateral high frontal lobes, left caudate. The right transfrontal ventriculoperitoneal shunt catheter tip at the foramen Monroe is stable and unchanged. Subparagraph, there was no evidence of acute intracranial hemorrhage, vascular infarct, or mass effect. Subparagraph CT angiography showed no large vessel occlusions or stenoses within the anterior posterior circulation. The 2 millimeter inferiorly directed sessile aneurysm arising from the left distal petrous internal carotid artery . No unusual filling defects, patent dural venous sinuses. With no other unusual findings. New paragraph. She completed the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires, reporting slight to mild sleep disturbance. Little reduction in her sense of positive affect and well-being, but a moderate level of cognitive dysfunction. There were slight to mild symptoms of anxiety with, at most, slight symptoms of depression. Little, if any, emotional and behavioral discontrol. New paragraph, she had moderate levels of reported fatigue. And reported daytime sleepiness. There's a slight reduction in ability to participate in social roles and activities. With little disappointment in her satisfaction of social roles and activities. No impairment in upper extremity motor function. Slight lower extremity motor dysfunction. And essentially no sense of stigmatization. New paragraph. Her records from the UCSF Medical Center were obtained and sent by email and copied for her chart and reviewed today. New paragraph. Today we reviewed her history of dyspnea. Subparagraph, she's been taking alprazolam for a long period of time, and in consideration of this medication's effect on cognition, we discussed discontinuing this medication with a substitution of a different hypnotic, low-dose, long-acting zolpidem to take at bedtime, which was prescribed. New paragraph. In consideration for further treatment of her cognitive decline, she will return with this readjustment in her medication. New paragraph. We will not be able to perform a high-resolution neuroquantitative brain MR imaging due to aneurysmal clipping. New paragraph. I will see her for reevaluation follow-up with adjustment of her treatment regimen and further recommendations in my signature.